This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With much of the world's population practicing social distancing, farmers and ranchers continue putting food on our table. And to help in that effort, the State Department and Homeland Security has waived in-person interviews for eligible H-2A visa applicants. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says that's huge for what could have created a desperate labor situation.
So the recruiting has already been happening. The contracts are being made with those workers, and then lo and behold, you can't get across the border or whatever. And it's a fragile network, if you will. And if you don't get across the border, that's going to pinch each crop as we go.
But he says there will still be challenges.
We're watching it very closely. Federal government is on it. A lot of congressional members get it, you know, and they're really trying to figure out a solution. But it's going to be a challenge, I think, for this season.
These flexibilities will allow farmers and ranchers to utilize workers they've used in the past or those who are already in the U.S.
So I think we have shored up the ports issue and the movement, the truck traffic, rail traffic, all of that traffic. There's two great challenges, getting to market, but also then getting the product that we're raising, whatever foodstuffs, getting it picked and handled, weeded, all those things. It's labor and it's transportation are our two biggest issues. It looks like transportation is shored up. Now we just got to make sure we shore up that labor side of things.
Stuhlmiller says H-2A labor is vital to the economy and food security for America.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.